Debris from a float plane missing for more than a month has been found, washed up on a beach in Katmai National Park and Preserve. From Dillingham, KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
Katmai National Park officials were notified last night by local helicopter pilot Sam Egley, who had spotted parts of the aircraft on a narrow stretch of beach between Cape Douglas and the Douglas River. According to National Park Service spokesman John Quinley, Egley had been flying over the area for an unrelated job when he spotted the debris and flew lower to investigate.
It was wreckage from our missing aircraft, the Beaver, which had three Park Service employees and pilot on board. He was able to identify, it was relatively small pieces, and one piece, though, was the tail and had aircraft identification numbers and was the appropriate color. So we're sure that it was the missing aircraft, and there was no indication of survivors.
National Park Service and military personnel traveled to the site this morning to secure the debris and continue to search for additional wreckage. On August 21st, the float plane had taken off from Swickshock Lagoon, which is about 30 miles to the south of where the debris was located. Park Service maintenance workers had been working on a cabin in the area. The Beaver float plane was carrying three National Park Service employees, 26-year-old Mason McLeod, and brothers 28-year-old Neil Spradlin and 20-year-old Seth Spradlin, as well as the pilot, 47-year-old Marco Aletto from King Salmon. The discovery of the debris brings with it some closure after searchers have been scouring the land and the coast in and around Katmai National Park by air and by land for more than a month. National Park Service, Coast Guard, and civilian pilots flew more than a dozen aircraft over 60,000 square miles over the 4-million-acre national park while searching for the missing plane. Quinley says that the area where the debris was spotted had been flown over many times by Park Service personnel, and park rangers had even flown over and walked the beach within a few miles of the debris earlier this week.
The debris was in an area that I would say was in the high probability area for the search, which started back in 21st of August. We have flown over that area many, many times. Most recently, Monday, a Park Service flight was out for about 4 hours flying around the Douglas Headlands and near Kamishak Bay. And we, in fact, landed about 3 or 4 miles to the northwest and walked some of the beach. It was a perfect day for searching, bright and sunny, and we saw nothing on that beach.
It is believed that high tides and strong eastern winds on Monday and Tuesday were responsible for washing the debris up on shore and making it more visible. There had been a reward offered by the families of the missing passengers to anyone who found the plane. Quinley wasn't sure if Egley will be able to collect that reward or not. The National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the crash. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.